Shabbat Shalom.
Shalom.
And welcome to everyone on this wonderful, beautiful Shabbat night where we come together to share Shabbat. And I thank you all for being here. And we want to welcome to the front row our bat mitzvah. Oh, Samantha, it is so good. I have prayed more for this bat mitzvah than probably many others in the last couple of weeks since she had laryngitis at her rehearsal. But her voice is back. Wonder of wonders, miracle of miracles, the power of prayer. Welcome to everyone sharing Samantha's wonderful bat mitzvah weekend. We are so happy for you, and we're really looking forward to sharing this wonderful weekend. We'll tell you a little bit more about Samantha later. We have lots of wonderful things to say about you. I want to thank Brad Stein. You moved, Brad. You were still, oh, there you are. For his magnificent music. There's nothing that gets me ready for Shabbat more than when Brad plays. And the fact that those musical tunes are in his head and then come out from his fingers without any notes in front of him, it still amazes me after all these years. Thank you for that gift. And long after I am on the Bima, I think there will be many times that I will go to the podcast and just listen to that beautiful music. So thank you for a lifetime of music. I want to welcome everyone tonight. There are people who have traveled long distances. Welcome to the Spalters, who drove all the way from Texas en route to Massachusetts to be here for this service. Welcome, welcome. So nice when we have Texas members who come on Friday night. not you, Billion. And Ronnie Breeze is here from Colorado. Where are you, Ronnie? Yeah, there you are. Okay, good. Excellent. So if you've come a long distance, we're thrilled. When I look out tonight, many of you were at my first sermon, so it seems fitting for you to be here tonight for my last. But it is really wonderful to look out and see so many people that I love and care about. We even have members who came. Maureen is here from Maryland, brought her passport and crossed the border. So I'm really thrilled. Thank you so much, everyone who has traveled, especially people we haven't seen in a while. It's really, truly, truly wonderful to look out and see so many loving faces. I want to welcome Rob back to the Bima and thank Rachel and Rob for a lifetime of music. Don't they look fantastic in their new matching Dolly Tote? The gift from the annual meeting. So we are thrilled. I really like the way it looks. I envisioned High Holy Days, but it works for Shabbat too. Excellent. So really, really wonderful. And the matching is spectacular. And so we are going to open our service this Shabbat with Shiru L'Adonai, Sing Unto God All the Earth, Sing Unto God a New Song, page 9.
Shalom Aleichem on page 10.
Malchei HaShalom, Malchei Elyon, Mi Melech Malchei HaMalachim Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom Aleichem, Malchei HaSharei, Malchei Elyon, Mi Melech Malchei HaMalachim Kadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu B'Shalom, Malchei HaShalom, Malchei Elyon, Mi Melech Malchei HaMalachim Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom Aleichem, Malchei HaShareid, Malchei Elyon, Mi Melech Malchei HaMalachim Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tzidkem B'Shalom, Malchei HaShalom, Malchei Elyon, Mi Melech Malchei HaMalachim Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom Aleichem, Malchei HaShareid, Malchei Elyon, Mi Melech Malchei HaMalachim Kadosh Baruch Hu.
Candlelighting this Shabbat can be found on page 11 and 12. It's my pleasure to welcome David and Jennifer and Samantha and Sophie up to light the Shabbat candles for us.
As these Shabbat candles give light to all behold them, so may we, by our lives, give light to all who behold us, as their brightness reminds us of the generations of Israel who have kindled light. So may we, in our own day, be among those who kindle light.
Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kidshanu B'Mitzvotav B'Tzivanu L'Hadlik Ner Shel Shabbat. Blessed are you, Adonai our God, ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat.
Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech
Chadodi on page 14. Kiva Orei Kuma.
Adodi.
Page 19. Unending is your love for your people, the house of Israel. Torah and mitzvot, laws and precepts have you taught us. Therefore, O eternal our God, when we lie down and when we rise up, we will meditate on your laws and rejoice in your Torah and mitzvot forever. Day and night we will reflect on them. For they are our life and the length of our days. Then your love shall never depart from our hearts. Blessed is the Eternal who loves your people Israel. As we prepare for Shema, we continue with Open Up Our Eyes on page 20.
Open up our eyes, teach us how to
page 22.
Sure.
Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha, v'chol levavacha uv'chol nafshecha uv'chol mo'odecha. V'hayu hadvarim ha'ele, asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha, v'shinantam levanecha v'dibarta bam, v'shivtecha b'veitecha uv'lechtecha v'aderech uv'shochbecha uv'kumecha, uk'shartam la'ot al yadecha v'hayu letotafot bein einecha, uchtavtam al mezuzot beitecha uvish arecha. Lema'an tizkeru v'asitem et kol mitzvotai v'item kedoshim l'elohechem. Ani Adonai Elohechem asher hotzeiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim lihiyot lachem l'elohim. Ani Adonai Elohechem. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Set these words which I command you this day upon your heart. Teach them faithfully to your children. Speak of them in your home and on your way, when you lie down and when you rise up. Bind them as a sign upon your hand. Let them be a symbol before your eyes. Inscribe them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Be mindful of all my mitzvot and do them. So shall you consecrate yourselves to your God. I, the Lord, am your God, who led you out of Egypt to be your God. I, the Lord, am your God. The middle of page 24. Every Shabbat we stand at the shores of the sea with Moses and Miriam, tasting the salt and the freedom. In every generation, Jews have stood at the Sea of Freedom, singing songs of thanksgiving to God. Sometimes we sang with just a voice. Other times we used timbrel, piano, shofar, or guitar. Who is like you, Adonai, is lifted from our sacred scroll and given voice and song. Protection at night, Hashkivenu, can be found in the middle of page 26.
Hashkivenu Adonai Eloheinu Lishalom, Lishalom. Sukach lo mecha, from
27, you know what to do. Centerpiece of our service, the Avot V'Imahot, beginning of the Tefillah, on page 29. Please rise.
Adonai Sifatai Tiftach Ufiyagita Hilatecha Eternal God, open our lips that our
Adonai, Eloheinu v'Elohei Avotenu v'Imotenu, Elohei Abraham, Elohei Yitzchak, v'Elohei Yaakov, Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Rachel, v'Elohei Leah, Ha'el Hagadol Hagibur v'Hanora, El Elyon, Gomel Chasadim Tovim, V'Kone Hakol, V'zocher chaste avot v'imahot, umevig ula livnei v'nehem, lema'an shmo b'yahava, melech ozer u'moshia u'magen, baruch ata Adonai, magen Avraham v'ezrat Sarah. Ata gibor la'olam Adonai, mechaye hakol ata rav lahoshia, mechalkel chayim b'chesed, Mechaye hakol berachamim rabim, somech doflim verofech holim, umatir asurim, umikayem emunato lishe neafar. Mi chamocha baal givurot, umi domelach, melech meimit umachaye, umatzmiach yeshua, v'ne'eman ata lahachayot hakol, baruch ata Adonai, Mechaye Hakol, the bottom of page 32. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzvaot, Malochol Haaretz, Kodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with your glory. You may be seated. We continue with our cherished prayer for peace, Shalom Rav, on the bottom of page 39.
Shalom Rav, Yisrael Amcha, Tasim Leolam. Shalom Rav, Yisrael Amcha, Tasim Leolam.
Meditation before we sing Misha Berach. When a person comforts someone grieving a loss, they are saying, Hineni, here I am. When a parent sits with a sick child, they are saying, Hineni, here I am. When someone helps a friend in need, they are saying, Hineni, here I am. When we see an injustice and we take action, we are saying, Hineni, here I am. When we lend a hand to a complete stranger, we are saying, Hineni, here I am. Not all of us will be called by God to perform great deeds or give great sacrifice, but it's the small, perhaps unnoticed things that we do that speak loudly and say to God, here I am. Hineni. Misha Berach on the top of page 45.
Amen. Mikor HaBracha
silently with the prayers of our hearts.
Cooking this week, I watched an episode of the TV show Supergirl. In it, a Martian father with advancing Alzheimer's passes on all his memories and the memories of his people's origin and history to his adult son in a ceremony before he is about to die. The son will inherit his father's cumulative wisdom, lessons learned after living a long life of successes and making mistakes, and his desire to honor those who came before him before he takes his leave. I am as surprised as you are that Supergirl would end up in the opening to my last Friday night sermon as your senior rabbi this Shabbat. But I was moved by the ceremony and the love that was shared l'dor v'dor in this Martian moment on Earth. It was yet another reminder that wherever we are from, we have a need to pass on what we know so that our life's lessons are not in vain. In college, long before I had children, I remember reading a Cairo Geniza text about a Jewish single mother from the 11th and 12th century who was a banker and broker. I fell in love with her over the centuries for her spunk and her courageous feminism. But what was most touching was the letter she left her son, which had been preserved underneath the bima in the synagogue in Cairo in Fustat. It was a Jewish ethical will, encouraging him to continue his religious learning and asking him to lead a Jewish and moral life. According to one of the leading experts on Jewish ethical wills, Dr. Nathaniel Stamfer of blessed memory, and I quote, "The tradition of bequeathing a spiritual legacy, either in the form of a codicil to a conventional will or as a separate document, has its roots in the Bible and Talmud," unquote. These ethical wills were sometimes shared in life and other times shared after someone died. There is also a history of rabbinical ethical wills, which were not for families alone, but for congregations, other rabbis and students of Torah, scholars, and all Jews. Some of those rabbinical ethical wills got very long. I don't know why. Stamfer cites as an example Reb Shmuel Tfulinsky's ethical will, which was 45 pages long. Others have been brief but memorable and quotable. In the Talmud Brachot 28b, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus said to his disciples, "Pay attention to the honor of your colleagues. Don't allow your children to merely learn by memorizing. Let them sit at the knees of wise scholars. And when you pray, know before whom you stand." As Rabbi Harold Kushner is quoted as saying, "The Jewish ethical will is bequeathing our wisdom to our descendants, even as we bequeath to them our hard-earned material assets." In recent decades, there have been many how-to efforts to enable Jews to write their own ethical wills and outlines presented for what one might include: formative events in one's life, important lessons one has learned, people who have been a positive influence, favorite possessions, favorite stories and memories, favorite causes and concerns, mistakes made, scriptural passages important to the person who is writing, burial instructions, religious instructions and accounts of faith, summing up of one's life and legacy, forgiveness seeking, sharing of love and affection while there is still time, and Jewish values to live by. So tonight, I have decided to offer you, my beloved congregants, an ethical will as my parting message. Dearest ones, oh my goodness, these 32 years as your rabbi have been the best of my life. Together with you, I have been able to do what few rabbis have ever done, to create an ideal congregation based on the values of Torah, filled with the presence of God, and thriving spiritually, communally, financially, and administratively. I have spent half of my life here, visioning and fashioning this thriving Reform Jewish temple in what used to be the wilderness of Fairfax Station and is now on the Reform Jewish map around the world. Over these years, I raised my children and yours, and over time, many people have come to ask WWRPD. what would Rabbi Perlin do? So as I give you this ethical will, I want to share some of the lessons and experiences of my life that I treasure and value as I look back on my soon-to-be 62 years of life. My earliest memory of a God experience was one cool upstate New York Shabbat morning service at Camp Ramah in Glens Bay in the summer of 1969. It was the first moment where I was certain that I felt the presence of God. And from that moment on, my life was transformed. I remember the way the sunlight flowed through the trees like liquid light, illuminating every green leaf in our outdoor sanctuary. I go back to that moment when I want to touch the innocence of my faith and my earliest recollections of God. I'm sure there were hundreds of campers there, but in my memory, there is only silence, summertime, me, and God. I believe that it was that moment that shaped my spiritual self, and it is that spiritual self, all grown up, and now soon to be your founding Rabbi Emerita, that I will take with me into retirement. Lesson number one, find your quiet place that anchors your life and your faith, and hold on to it at your core. As I look back on my life and career as a rabbi, I have said many times that the thing I want to be remembered for is that I sat with people one at a time, offering counseling, a safe place to share, or cry, or explore. I received a beautiful thank you letter this week that confirmed what I had already written in an early draft of this sermon. The letter said, and I quote, "To me, your ability to connect one-on-one with hundreds of TBS congregants is the hallmark of your rabbinate, even above your scholarship and preaching," unquote. It was nice to have this sermon validated even before I delivered it. When you are with someone, be there completely. No cell phone, no distractions, no other thoughts, no multitasking. People know when you are holding back, and relationships suffer. Lesson number two, be present for others with 100% of your being. Life is too short to give only part of yourself. I was thrilled when Sheldon Lowe wrote the song for my retirement based on the verse from the Shema, Vishinantam Livanecha, and you shall teach your sons, literally, children, more politically correct. Teaching my two sons about life and love, family and faith, values and what to value, has been one of the greatest privileges of my life. When TBS took the name B'nai Shalom, even before I signed on to become the rabbi, I broadened my passion for this quote and took upon myself as my life's work to teach our children, all of you, and your children, wherever we were together. I look out tonight and see some of those kids who are now grown-ups, and some of those kids who were grown-ups who now have kids of their own. It feels wonderful. Last week we sang Debbie Friedman's "And the Youth Shall See Visions," and in the song's refrain it says, "I'll have to teach them what I've learned so they will come to know." Sharing what we know is a gift of love and a legacy. Lesson number three, make your life a lesson in living and giving. Share what you have learned with others generously. I have been fascinated to read and hear which lessons and sermons have meant the most to our members over the years. Many in our community and extended community remember things that I had long forgotten. I was at a funeral earlier this week. A member of Abiding Presence came up to me and said, "You are the funniest rabbi I've ever met." "You're the only rabbi I've ever met." Said, "I remember a Thanksgiving where Pastor Bailey handed you the plate, and you had all this money in the plate, and you just looked at him and said, 'Am I supposed to go to Nordstrom's now?'" I don't remember that. But he did. One person this past week wrote about a high holiday sermon I gave that focused on four phrases in a book that I had to be reminded about by Dr. Ira Byock, The Four Things That Matter Most, a book about living. "Please forgive me. I forgive you. Thank you. I love you." I see head shaking. Thank you, Pam. Lesson number four, say you are sorry when you hurt people. Apologies are the first step to forgiveness in Judaism. Not being able to say you are sorry damages relationships, often beyond repair. And try to forgive if you can. Always say thank you, preferably in person or with a handwritten note. Tell people you love them often. You might never get a chance to say it if you don't say it now. Life is all about learning. We study history and preserve heritage, but it is okay to ask for help, and it is okay to acknowledge that you don't possess an answer to every question. I have tried to have thoughtful answers for all of your questions over the years, but I have also known that saying that I don't know is as important as saying that I do. Lesson number five, never be afraid to say, "I don't know." It keeps you humble. Perhaps the most important thing I have tried to do throughout my life is lesson number six. Live every day as if it were your last. Life is fragile. We never know when the conversation we have will be our last. Make every minute count. Making the most of every single day and every single moment to care, to share, to do, to make a difference, changes the way you live and the way you love. My husband Gary is my role model. He is the smartest, wisest, and without a doubt, the nicest human being I have ever known. So much of the person I became was a credit to him and how he lived his life. When Gary was asked to give the commencement address for Jonah's high school graduation from TJ, he chose six words to offer the graduates. Our sons have lived by these six words ever since, and so have we. And occasionally we meet someone on the street or in a store in Burke who takes the time to thank him and quotes these six words to him with great appreciation. Lesson number seven, be bold, be patient, be generous. That was Gary's ethical will to the class of 2003 and for our family. I can often be bold, or you'll be surprised to know it surprises me. I may not always be patient, but I live to be generous each day. I have a book entitled Six Word Memoirs on Jewish Life, which was a gift from the PJ Library. Sharon Kaufman, our youth director, has done this activity with our youth groupers too. You summarize your life in six words. Think about it for a minute. I was thinking about it on my drive home on Tuesday night. My six words to you upon my retirement are: live your values, keep your promises. Years ago, I gave a sermon in which I wrote my essay for the national This I Believe NPR event, originally started by Edward R. Murrow for CBS in 1951. I have always seemed too busy to send it in, but I guess I'm going to have a little bit more time on my hands now. But for that High Holy Days, I wanted everyone to know what I believed. So I wrote a sermon entitled, I Believe in Promises. The centerpiece to a life of values and living with integrity is being a person of your word, someone trustworthy in word and deed. I am very glad at this late age in my life to say I have never made a promise that I did not keep. Long after I am gone, I pray that TBS and its members live the values we all treasure here in this synagogue. I believe that the synagogue is the institution of Jewish survival over the centuries. It is in the synagogue that community is created, Torah is taught, children are raised, and Jews are born and die. Lesson number 9, always belong to and support synagogues where your values are represented and lived. Give in time and resources as much as you can. And even if you don't make the most of the experience, stay a member. Remember that you are making Judaism possible for others. I am so proud that these 12 tapestries embody so much more than the 12 months of the Jewish calendar. They recognize as a congregation and values that I personally hold dear. Just look at that first tapestry all the way in the back with the rainbow in it. It came to us in its first iteration, all men with yarmulkes and tallises, praying at the wall in Jerusalem. And I said, no way. We sent it back and we asked for men and women and children with and without kippot and talit praying at the wall. It represents our value of seeing the world it is and wanting to transform it into the world as it should be. The second tapestry embraces the Jewish value of hachnasat orchim, welcoming the stranger, not just to our congregation or Judaism, but to our country and to our community, for we were strangers in many strange lands, and we know what it is like to be the other. In our tapestry, look at it. Families stay together as they are welcomed under the talit and sukkah of peace and caring. And then the next tapestry. I know we don't grow bananas in Virginia. Somebody's gonna say, what was she thinking? The Israeli artist put it in and we didn't have the heart to tell them to take it out. As you all know, feeding the hungry mazon is a passion for me and has become a core value of our synagogue's identity. Our third tapestry for Kislev reminds us to always feed the hungry and to value hoda'ah, an attitude of gratitude. With Rabbi Rappaport here, you don't need to worry about that. You'll be reminded every week. Our next tapestry, my favorite, reminds us of the centrality of the synagogue in Jewish life and the fact that our homes are also called a mikdash ma'at, a small sanctuary. Remember that your home is a place for God where we need to speak to each other kindly and gently. I can't go through all the tapestries and all the values tonight, but just three more. Above all else, I wanted to make Judaism vital, fun, energizing, engaging for young and old. Underscore old, did you see how many old people were jumping around for Vishamru? So look at this tapestry for Adar and you'll see Purim, but it's there to remind you, live joyously Jewish. There are enough kvetchy Jews out there. Our ER tapestry number 8 with the Israeli flag reminds us of the Jewish imperative, Ahavat Yisrael, love for Israel. We can be patriotically American and ardently Zionist at the same time. Today, our love for Israel must be centered on working tirelessly for her to be a democratic and Jewishly pluralistic state. Our Reform congregations there and our Reform causes there need us. We must not abandon them. Reform Judaism needs us everywhere, and that is the number one value that Gary and I will be pursuing in the coming years. So many values, so little time. Our last tapestry in the corner by Frank Cohn and his video camera. Our last tapestry, symbolic of our acceptance of all kinds of homes and families and marriages since our inception, is dedicated to peace in the home and love. These two values, peace in the home and love, are the core of my being and my personal life. It all begins and ends with love. Lesson number 10, love unconditionally. Love God with all of your heart and soul and might, or love the idea of God with all of your heart and soul and might. And love your neighbor as you love yourself. Love is not an if-then proposition. Love is about giving everything and accepting another without a scorecard. Let us teach our children that a world of love transcends all else. I have loved you with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my might. Or the other translation, with all my mind, with all my strength, with all my being. Love each other as I have loved you. This is my ethical will for you, TBS, with all my love.
Promise.
This is my blessing.
You are the promise.
promise, you are the blessing. Shema Bini, Shemi Biti,
Thank you.
We continue with Aleinu on page 53. Please rise.
Just when I thought we were done. That was amazing. Thank you so much to each and every person, especially the children. Thank you so much. We read together on page 56. It is a fearful thing to love what death can touch, a fearful thing to love, to hope, to dream. Thing for fools, this a holy thing to love. For your life has lived in me, your laugh once lifted me, your word was gift to me. To remember this brings painful joy. 'Tis a human thing, love, a holy thing, love what death has touched. At this time in our service, we have the sacred privilege of remembering. In our year of mourning, we remember with deep love and affection Yetta Trachtenberg, Susan Feidelman, Sheldon Miller, and Toby Konigsberg, our beloved members. And we mourn all those who have died in the past 30 days. Warren Weinstock, father of Jeffrey Weinstock, Larry Denholm, my friend and friend of Temple B'nai Shalom, our florist, Craig Kawamoto, friend of our family, Fern Eisner, friend of the Laufer family, and Annette N. Benson Nicole, friend of Nancy and Barry Epstein. And we remember the Yahrzeits, the yearly anniversary of death that fall the Shabbat and this week, our beloved member, Dr. Alfred Rubinstein. And we mourn Samuel Mushkin, Gordon Davis, Ellen, just raise your hand, please. Edwin Rakeless, Dora Carnegie, and Phoebe Kramer. Bessie Myers, Adrian Vollmert, Meyer Gold, Samuel Saunders, Alan Brush, Jerome Daub, Bernard Heiliser, Harold Liegowitz, Albert Kronheim, Morris Mastelman, Jonathan Sonkin, Maurice Victor, Natalie Lax, Joan Liebling, Arthur Goldstein, William Rudisill, Jane Fox Bark, Sidney Fisher, Rudolph Friedman, Joe Kushner, Donna Levenstein, Ethel Spiner, Simi Hirschman, Brian Hill, Sandy Marshall, Harry Schweitzer, Alan Spitz. And Samantha remembers with deep love and affection Cousin Max, Cousin Stephen, great-great-uncle Sam, for whom she was named, and all of her great-grandparents. Zichronam livracha. May their memories and the memories of all those who live in our hearts each day be with us as we rise for the Kaddish on page 60. Yit gadal v'yit kadash shemei rabah v'alma divra chirutei v'amlich mahutei v'chayechon v'yamechon v'chaye d'chol beit Yisrael v'agala v'zman kariv v'yimru amen. Yehe shmei rabba mevarach li'olam olmei amaya yit barach v'yishtabach v'yit fa'ar v'yit ramach v'yit naseh V'yitadar, v'yitale, v'yitalal, shmei dekutsha v'richu. Le'ela min kol birchata v'shirata, tushbechata v'nechamata, da'amiran v'yalma v'imru amen. Yehe shlama rabba min shemaya, v'chayim aleinu v'yal kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Ose shalom v'imruha, hu yase shalom, aleinu v'yal kol Yisrael. Amen. Amen. We move from this sacred moment of remembering our loved ones to a moment a young woman will remember for the rest of her life. Many of you do not know Samantha Myers, but I'm hoping someday it's going to be Rabbi Myers. And as you're looking for a rabbi, I will tell you, her Hebrew is exquisite. Not only is she having her bat mitzvah here tomorrow, rocking every single extra Hebrew prayer that exists at Temple B'nai Shalom, but she'll be having her bat mitzvah this summer in Israel with the cantor of our sister congregation, cantor Evan Cohen from Har El, and I know she is going to make us all very proud at both services. It is my pleasure and privilege to welcome four of my favorite people as my Myers come up, so that Samantha can lead us in Kiddush on page 61.
The seventh day is consecrated to the Lord our God. With wine, our symbol of joy, we celebrate this day and its holiness. We give thanks for all our blessings, for life and health, for work and rest, for home and love and friendship. On Shabbat, eternal sign of creation, we remember that we are created in the divine image. We therefore raise the cup in thanksgiving. Baruch Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Borei Pri Hagafen.
Amen.
Baruch Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Asher Gitchonu B'mitzvotav, V'ratzav Anu, Shabbat Kadsho, Be'ahava U'vratzon, Hinchilanu, Zikron L'ma'aseh V'reshit, Kihu Yom Techila, Lemikra Yekodesh, Zecher Litziat Mitzrayim.
Kimanu Baharta, Yatanu Kidashta, Mikol Amin, Eshabat Kachecha, Yahavahu Ratzon, Inchal Tzayim.
God for bread. Our voices join in song together as our joyful prayer is said. Baruch Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. Amen.
You may be seated. Mazel tov. It's my pleasure and privilege to welcome our newly minted temple president, newly minted for his first announcements as president, Mr. President Neil Sun.
Just to set the record straight, there'll be no singing. There'll be no multimedia presentations this evening. I won't talk about the next 104 weeks. Shabbat Shalom. I'm Neil Seiden, president of Temple B'nai Shalom, and newly minted. I caught that. That was good. So, as I thought about giving announcements tonight, this is the first of a potential 104. I thought I would start. I could start with something like, well, "It's June, and you know we got a lot going on TBS," or maybe close with something like, "TBS, it's a blessing to belong, and I hope you feel the same way." Or maybe from my home to yours, have a wonderful Shabbat. Anyway, these are all taglines that some of my predecessors have, and I don't have my tagline yet. So I'll just stick with the regular formula until we figure that out. And feel free to email ideas you have to the president of TBS. I am using that email now. Thank you, Rabbi Rappaport and Rabbi Perlin, for leading us in worship. Thank you, Rob and Rachel. I forgot Rachel's name one time. For leading us in music. And speaking of music, where's Brad? Brad, thank you. Thank you, Brad. There he is. Thank you, Brad, for musical meditations. And speaking more about music, where's Dr. Cohn? Where are you sitting, Sue? There she is. Sue put a lot of what you saw together, so I want to... And Patty, her sister, my gosh. Put a lot of what you saw together tonight. So thank you, Sue and Patty, for orchestrating that, no pun intended, and for all the musicians and singers for honoring, once again, our beloved Rabbi Perlin. I hope that you read the weekly emails, that you see the lots of stuff going on. I'm not going to repeat that, but I do like to... mention a couple of things. Join us for the formal board installation service. And Rabbi Perlin's last Shabbat as our senior rabbi, I'm supposed to give the sermon next week, but I asked Frank to videotape it tonight just in case I don't come up with something. We'll just rerun it, and I think it'll be good. Rabbi Crystal, our interim senior rabbi, joins us at the end of June. And we've been experiencing our transition activities with our farewells and our honors for Rabbi Perlin, and it'll be time soon to move into the next part of the next phase of transition. And starting in early July, there will be what we'll call meet and greets. Every congregant, every member will be invited to one. If you haven't yet heard about it, or if you haven't yet been invited, don't worry. They will be reaching out. There will be announcements and so forth, and we want to make sure that everyone participates in that. And also, I'm not a baseball fan, but I am going to go to the Nats versus the Miami on the 19th of August. It's Jewish Community Day, so even if you don't like to watch baseball, you can show up, and there'll be lots of Jews there from this congregation, from others. I heard they're going to give away something Jews will like. And so anyway, and if it's hot, it's schwitzy, you can kvetch, and you can pretend you're in the negative. And as always, food donations are welcome for LCAC. Especially needed is canned tuna and chicken. And did I mention that the 9th of June, 2019 is the annual meeting? I'll still be here, so anyway. So summer is no break for TV. Yeah, Mike's getting up because he bet me $5. I wouldn't say that. It's going... and it's going into the Sadaka box. It's okay to touch money for this stuff. All right, we have a rabbinic blessing. Okay, so. I'll take that bet on every day. So school's out, but TBS is still in full gear. The calendar for July and August is filling up. There'll be life activities, there'll be meetings, there'll be lots of meet and greets. Please look at the calendar, pay attention to the emails and to the call and so forth. And for anyone who is new here tonight, not with the Myers clan, if you're interested in membership information, Julie, raise your hand. Julie Strasberg is our membership representative. She will be happy to share information with you. And look who's in the front row.
Yay, Samantha.
Samantha, you did great. And I'm going to try to get to a little bit of the ceremony tomorrow. I'll be doing Minion Makers, so if I can't, my apologies. But I know you're going to astound the audience. So mazel tov to you, to your and oh, by the way, Jennifer, the Myers are no strangers to our organization. David is our third vice president, and Jennifer was instrumental in our search for our interim rabbi. I do want to caution you, though, if Sophie is in the running for the next rabbi, you've got to recuse yourself. So, Samantha, I'm sorry. It could be Sophie or Samantha.
It could be.
Well, anyway, congratulations to you. Shabbat shalom. Have a restful weekend.
Our closing song tonight is Benediction. One of the reasons I chose it is we can stand up and hold each other. You can cross the aisles if you'd like. Remember, people has personal space, so if somebody declines, please respect their personal space. Please rise, page 64. Tonight is from Genesis 31, verse 9. Yitzetz Adonai beini uveinecha, ki nisater ish mireyehu. May God watch over you and me when we are absent from one another. Shabbat shalom.